Sahana bhavatu, sahano bhunaktu, sahaviyam karavavahai, tejasvinavadhitamastu mavidvishavahai. Om shanti, shanti, shantihi. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwara, Gururev Param Brahma, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha, Samasta Jana Kalyane, Niratam Karunamayam, Namami Chinmayam Devam, Sadgurum Brahma Vidvaram. Satchidananda Rupaya, Vishvotpatyadi Hetave, Tapatraya Vinashaya Shri Krishnaya Vayam Namaha.
Kapil Bhagwan is discussing about Ashtanga Yoga, and we have all seen the preparation before Ashtanga Yoga, and then he comes to the Dhyana. So first he said the preparation part, and the first part which was said was sarva dharma charan shaktya. Do your duty according to your capability. How? For the happiness of the Lord. Shastra vihit karma. Vidharmat nivartanam, avoid all prohibited action. Devat labdhena santosa, be satisfied with whatever you get the fruit of action from the Lord. And the most important thing in the beginning, he is saying, Atmavit Charana Archanam. Even before starting Ashtanga Yoga, he is saying that you go to Atmavit, surrender to Atmavit, surrender to a teacher for the spiritual knowledge. What we have to understand here is that even for the bhakti also, you have to have the spiritual knowledge about the Bhagwan. And especially, he is going to tell us about the Sabija Dhyan means Dhyan with a form. Dhyan with a form is the Sabija Dhyan. Since he is going to tell about the Sabija Dhyan, he wants us to know what is this Bija, who is this Bhagwan. That is to be understood before we enter or sit for Dhyan. After that, he comes and tells about all other things, how to withdraw from the sense object, then put the mind to your heart, what to eat and everything, and sit in a secluded place, and ahimsa and all this Ashtanga Yoga, he told us. Now after that, from verse number 13 onward, he's telling us how to meditate on Bhagwan with a form, with a form. He says, now you see, you have got a picture or you have got an idol of Bhagwan in front of you. Then he says, Prasanna Badanamam Bhoja, his face is like lotus. And Padma Garva Arunakshanam, and the eyes are little bit reddish. What type of reddish? He gives an example also. And how is the color of his body? Nilotpaldal Shyamam. And Sankh Chakra Gadadharam, holding these Sankh Chakra and Gada. And how is the dress? Peeta, yellow. And a comparison has been given. What type of color is peeta there? And it is silky. Not only that, and he is wearing Srivastavakchasam. Srivastavakchasam? Srivastchinna is there. Mark is there. Earlier I also told you that all the residents of Vishnu Loka are all Chaturbhuj. All look alike. How you will recognize the original Srivastavacha? And Bhrajat Kaustava Mukta Kandaram, and the Kaustubh Mani is hanging from his neck also, and he is wearing one Vanamalaya. And Vanamalaya, all the bees are humming around that flowers. And how other ornaments, Parardhya, priceless. We can't value them in this material world. They are all Dibya. Dibya. He's wearing heart, he's wearing bracelet, his crown, and armlet, anklet. All these ornaments he's wearing. And not only that, a girdle also he's wearing. And Darshaniyatam is most charming to look at the form of this Bhagwan. Santam, serene. And Mano Nayan Vardhanam is gladdening. When you see that form, your mind is gladdened. Apichya Darshanam, very beautiful. Saswat Sarva Lok Namaskritam, and is worshipable by all Lok. All the inhabitants of the all Lok are, they worship him. And how, what is his age? Santi Bayasi Kaisore, boyhood. Not much age. Kumar, young only. And Vritya Anugraha Kataram, and eager to bestow his grace on all bhaktas. Always eager to do that. Then it says, Kirtan Tirthayasam, it is worth singing the glory of that Lord. Punya Sloka Yaskaram, and it enhance the glory of the bhakta. If we listen to his glories, our glory will also increase. Dhyayet Devam, Dhyayet, we should meditate. Devam, Devam is this form of Bhagwan. Samagrangam, the first when you sit, you have to sit the whole, all the total form of Bhagwan we have to see. Yavat na chavet manan, how long we have to meditate or see it? So long the mind does not waver from that place. Chavat means, jab tak dekhte raho, dekhte raho, dekhte raho, unless the mind goes to the world. Continue to do that. Then he tells us that you have to select a form. Select a form. Verse number 19.
Stitam rajantam asinam shayanam vaguha shayam prekshaniya ihitam dhyayet shuddha bhavena chetasa.
Now, any form we can choose. You know, we have got many forms of Bhagwan. Like Stitam, standing. Radha Krishna Bhagwan is standing here. Standing form. Brajanta, moving. One step is going forward, as if the movement is there. Asinam, sitting. While he is sitting also, we can have. Sayanam, lying down. Padmanabham, lying down. Form. And Guhasyam, Lord dwelling in the heart. Prechaniya, beautiful to see. All the forms are beautiful to see. So we have to select one form. Like we have the Gopal. As if he is trying to move. Like that. Whatever you like, any form. Dhyayet. We should visualize or should meditate on that. Suddha bhavena. Suddha bhavena? Pure bhava. Chetasa. How? By mind. By mind. It should not be like this, that you are seeing the form and you are thinking about something else in the world. The mind should be also be there. So the pastime of the Lord are all attractive to the sight. Hence, with a mind full of sincere devotion, one should visualize him as standing, moving, sitting, lying, and dwelling in one's heart. So process of meditation are two. Process of meditation are two. One is a within, inside, when we close our eyes and we see the form of the Lord. Or listening, chanting the glories of Bhagwan or his Leela is one and same. One and same. Either you are closing eyes and doing the meditation or you are listening about the Bhagwan is one and same. How it is one and same? When I am closing my eyes and thinking about the Lord, seeing the roop of Bhagwan, seeing the form of Bhagwan, where is our mind? Mind is in Bhagwan. When I am listening to the glory of Bhagwan, his Leela, chanting, Then, still the where is mind? Mind is in Bhagwan. So sitting in the class, in the Bhagavad class, if our mind is in Bhagwan, then this is Dhyan. We have to understand that this is Dhyan. It is one and same. And in Kali Yuga, it is very difficult. In Kali Yuga, it is very, very difficult to concentrate mind on Lord. So the best way is to listen to His Leela. Listen to His Leela. Because the mind, the moment you close your eyes, it will go out. It is habituated to go out. So it will go out. So what is to be done? Listen to His Leela. So that also is yoga. Therefore, in our Bal Vihar, when we are teaching our children all the stories from Bhagavata, Ramayana and all that, what is that? That is Dhyan for children. Not only for children, for the teachers also. See? This is Dhyan. Okay. Next.
Tasmin labdha padam chittam sarva avayava sanstitam vilakshaikatra sanyujyat ange bhagavato munihi.
Now, tasmin, on that form, total form, tasmin labdha padam, mind is fixed. Now you are seeing the whole form of Bhagwan. Chittam, your mind is there. Sarva avayava, all limbs, you are seeing the total form now. Sarva avayava sanstitam, fixed upon. So mind is fixed upon the whole form. Vilaksha ekatra, having distance, ekatra at one place, seeing the total form. Sanyujat angai bhagavato muni. Now what is to be done? Sanyujat means fix your mind. Angai, each limb. This is the meditation with form. First you see the total form of Bhagwan, all total form. After that, now he is going to tell us how to see that form in meditation, so that the mind does not waver. Ange Bhagavato Muni, now you see each and every limb of Bhagwan, Muni, Manansila. Manansila is thinking about the Lord, Muni. So in fixing his mind on the eternal form of the Lord, the yogi should not take a collective view of all his limbs. Ab collective view chhod dena hai. Now you start. But should fix the mind on each individual limb of the Lord. And now Kapil Bhagwan is going to tell it that you have to start from the feet and slowly, slowly, slowly you go up to the head. In the coming verses, you will find it is gradually, slowly from the feet, it is going up. Okay. Many times, devotees ask how to meditate on the form of the Lord. So first you see the whole form. After that, it's not from top to down. You have to come from the feet to slowly you go up. This way, Kapil Bhagwan is suggesting us. Next.
Sanchintayet bhagavatas charanaravindam vajrankusadvajasararuhalanchanadyam uttunga rakta virasatanakha chakravala jyotsnabhirahatamahad dhritayandhakaram.
Sanchintayet should concentrate. Bhagavat charan arvindam. Bhagavat Bhagwan. Charan, feet. So meditate on the feet. How is that feet? Arvindam, lotus feet. Lotus feet. So first come down to the lotus feet of the Lord. And what you will find there in the lotus feet? You will find these marks. Vajra, thunderbolt. Like we have got this, all these marks lying in our hand. Similarly, you will find in your feet also. And if you see the feet of Bhagwan, you will find all these things. Vajra, a thunderbolt, and ankus. Ankus means a goat, like to control an elephant. The Mahabhat keeps something, iron thing to goad him. Ankus, dhwaja. Dhwaja, a dhwaja, a banner there you'll find. And saroruha, a lotus mark. Saroruha, langchan. Langchan means the mark. So these four things you will find in the feet of Bhagwan. Adyam, it is adorned with. His feet is adorned with these four marks. Then Uttunga, Uttunga is prominent. Rakta, red. Bilasat, Bilasat is brilliant. Nakha Chakravala. Now in the feet there are nakha also, nails also. So how is that? It's brilliant. Reddish, Chakravala, like a circle of a moon. The Abhav moon is like that. Jyotsanabhi, with splendor. Jyotsanabhi, ahat, dispels. What? Mahat. Mahat means thick, very dark. Hridaya andhakaram is the darkness of her. The nak itself gives so much of light that it can remove the ignorance of the heart. Light removes darkness. What is this darkness? Hridaya andhakar. See? How beautiful it is said. So the devotee should first concentrate his mind on the Lord's lotus feet. Number one. First of all, come down to the lotus feet, which are adorned with the marks of a thunderbolt, a goat, a banner, and a lotus. The splendor of their beautiful ruby nails resembles the orbit of the moon and dispels the thick gloom of one's heart. So when you are seeing the feet, see these four marks. So his nails are blazing brilliance, which can remove the darkness. Here darkness, andhakar means what? Hridi andhakar. It will remove ignorance. Ignorance will remove. Remember, at the beginning of today's discourse, I told you that you have to know about Bhagavan in beginning, before you do the Ashtanga Yoga or you sit for the Dhyan. When you know about Bhagwan, then only ignorance about the dhyan will go away. Ignorance about Bhagwan will go away. It has to be done in the beginning. So what is the purpose of Vajra? Vajra is used to remove the mountain of sins of bhakta. Mountain of sins of bhakta. We all have got mountains of papa. We don't know. Because it, consequences, the result is come one after another, slowly, slowly. It's not all papa fructify at a time. So this Vajra removes all the mountain of sins of bhakta. Ankush is to guard this mind. This mind is very strong. Balavat Dridham. In Bhagavad Gita it says Balavat Dridham is very, very strong. Like an elephant. Very strong. You can't control an elephant. How can you control? Mahava sitting on that goat. Pat! And he stops there and there. Similarly, this goat will help you. Ankush will help you. Dhvaja means to sustain all the bhakta. You come under my banner. I will protect you. Dhvaja. Banner. And Kamal. Kamal is to give his heart to bhakta. He is ready to give his heart. But we don't want him. Na? Nobody prays to Lord, oh Bhagwan, give me Suddha Bhakti. I want bhakti only. Nobody wants that. Next.
Yat shauja nisrita sarit pravarudakena tirthena mudnadhikritena shiva shiva bhuta dhatur manashamala shaila nisrishta vajram dhyaye chiram bhagavatas charanaravindam.
Dhyayet, again he is saying that I am telling about the more glory of the feet of Lord. What is the glory of Peter? Yath, Lord's lotus feet. Yath, sauchani, washing the feet of the Lord. Sauchani, nisrita came out. When we wash the feet of Lord, what happened? Nisrita came out. Sarita prabhara means Ganga. Washing the feet of the Lord, what came out? Nisrita came out. Sarit prava udakena. Udakena means the water. That water with which we wash the feet of Lord, it became Ganga. And that Ganga, what happened, is tirthena. It becomes holy. Tirthena. Murdhani adhikritena. Murdhani, It was held by Lord Shiva. Where? On his head. Murdani adhikritena. What happened? Shiva abhuta. Shiva is already auspicious. He became more auspicious because he got the Ganga on his head. Bhagwan Shiva is auspicious. Shiva is auspicious. But he became more auspicious by holding the Ganges on his head. Dhyatu. Dhyatu means meditator. Manaha. Manaha means mind. Samala Saila. Samala Saila, mountain of sin. Nisrishta Brajam. Her Brajam means the thunderbolt. All the sins will be washed away or all broken. Dhyayet Chiram. Dhyayet Chiram means one should meditate Chiram for a long time. Long time. Dhyayet Chiram. Bhagavat Charnar Bindam. We should meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord. Mahima, glory of the lotus feet. The feet washed with the water became Ganga. He became holy. And Lord Shiva is holding on his head. He became more auspicious by that. So the blessed Lord Shiva became all more blessed by bearing on his head the holy water of Ganga, which has its source in the water that was the Lord's lotus feet. Again, his feet are like thunderbolt, hurled to shatter the mountain of sins stored in the mind of Bhakta. Meditating upon them, one should meditate on these for a long time. Now, Vishnu Bhakta, they say Lord Vishnu is the supreme. He is above Brahma and Bhagwan Shiv. Just now you said, it is the water which has washed the feet of the Lord has become Ganga, na? And who is holding? Lord Shiva. So who is superior? Superior is Vishnu. So he is superior. Bhagavat Charan Arvindam. This Bhagavat is Vishnu. This Bhagavat, when he is saying the word Bhagavat Charan Arvindam, is the Vishnu Charan. So Vishnu is supreme. Next.
Janudvayam jalajalochanaya jananya lakshmyakhilasya suravanditaya vidhatuhu urvornidhaya karapallabarochisayata salalitam hridivivoravavasya kuryat.
Now after feet and nail, then you come to janudvayam. Dvayam is two. Janu means your knees. And your calves. So calves and knees together. Janu dvayam jalaj lochanaya. Lotus eyed. Jalaj. Lotus. Lochanaya eyed. Jananya. Jananya means mother. Jananya is mother. Lakshmi akhilasya. Lakshmi. Mother Lakshmi. Akhilasya of whole world. Whole world. Entire jagat. Surabanditaya. Surabanditaya is worshipped by all devatas. Lakshmi is worshipped by all devatas. Sabko Lakshmi chahiye. Everybody wants Lakshmi. Surabanditaya. Vidhatu. And Lakshmi is mother of Vidhatu Brahma. Now you think how Lakshmi is mother of Brahma. I will tell you. In the meantime, you go on thinking. Brahmaji came from the lotus, from his navel lotus. There is no mother. But here Kapil Bhagwani says that Lakshmi is his mother. Urbo Nidhaya. And what Lakshmiji has done? Urbo means on her thigh. She has placed the feet of Bhagwan on her thigh. Lakshmiji. Lakshmiji is sitting there. She has taken the two feet of Bhagwan placed on her thigh, and then Karapallava Rochisa Yata, and she is pressing the feet of Bhagwan. Karapallava. Lustrous fingers. Sanlalitam, messaging. Hridi vibhor abhavasya kuryat. Hridi in heart. Vibhor. Vibhor means Lord. Abhavasya. This Lord is unborn. Abhavasya. Unborn. Kuryat. One should meditate. So when you are thinking about the knees and the calves of the Lord, Lakshmi ji is sitting, putting those two on her thighs and pressing it, massaging it. This way we have to meditate. So the yogi should fix in his heart the activities of Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, who is worshipped by all devata and is the mother of supreme person Brahma. She can always be found massaging the legs and the thighs of the Lord with her shining sprout-like hand, placing them on her thighs. So Brahmaji is appointed for creation. The job of Brahma is to create the srishti. And who is father of Brahmaji? Because the source is Vishnu, therefore Vishnu is father. Who is Lakshmiji? Lakshmi is wife of Vishnu. Therefore, who is mother of Brahma ji? Lakshmi is mother. Therefore, Lakshmi is mother. Okay. So, Lakshmi is not ordinary wife, like human. She is Divya. She is divine. Vishnu existed even before creation. Body of Vishnu is not made of five great elements. Similarly, Lakshmi ji is also Divya. Divya. And Lakshmi ji is serving Vishnu. It is not the service by a wife to her husband. Don't think this way, that all the wives have to do this thing like messaging of the people. No, it's not like that. In Vishnu, there is no male-female feeling. There is no male-female feeling in Vishnu. So, here the yogi is asked to fix his mind on the knees of the Vishnu, which is massaged by Lakshmi. So pressing feet is what? Pressing feet is the seva of Vishnu. So what a bhakta should do? Bhakta should also do seva of Vishnu. So abhava means what? Abhava means the one who descends from his higher nature to lower nature. He takes a form, but that form is a divya form, not made of Panch Mahabhut. That we have to understand. Next. Uru.
Uru suparna bhujayo radishobhamano ojo nidiyat sika kusuma vabhasau vyalambi pita varavasa sivartamana kanchi kalapa parirambi nitamma vimmam.
Uru, now of the two thighs. Slowly you see, started from the feet, then went to knee, now Uru, thighs. Similarly, we have to also slowly move and think about this. So when we are seeing the feet, we have to think about the holiness of that feet from which the Gangaji came. We have to think about the four marks and what is the purpose, what is the meaning of those four marks. Then come to the calf, how mother is doing the seva. We also have to do the seva. Now comes the Uru. Uru, Suparna. Suparna means on the Garud. What is the vehicle of Bhagwan? Vishnu is Garud. Suparna, one who has got a Parna. Parna means the wings. Sundar Parna, beautiful Parna, beautiful wings. Bhujayo, Bhujayo, two hands. Adhisobhamana, Adhisobhamanav. Adhisobhamana, Bhagwan is riding on Garud and his hands are Adhisobhamana, very beautiful. Ajonidhi, and how is that thigh? Ajonidhi is the storehouse of all energy. His thighs are the storehouse of all energy. Atisi ki ka kusum. Atisi ka linseed flower. Atisi ki ka kusum is a linseed flower. Abhaso. Abhaso means its luster is like that linseed flower. Abhaso. Byala. Byalambi. Byalambi means extending down. Now saying about the dress of Bhagwan, that pitambar, how long it is from the waist व्यालंबित पीत, पीत मीन्स येलो, वरवाससी एक्सक्विजिट क्लोथ, वर्तमान, वर्तमान बीइंग कांची कलाप, कांची बाय अ गर्डल एंड ही इज वियरिंग ऑन दिस वेस्ट, दैट गर्डल इज ऑल्सो इज वियरिंग, एंड परिरंभी, परिरंभी मीन्स इनसर्कल्ड, इनसर्कल्ड नितंब बिंबम राउंड हिज हिप्स. तो इट इज सेड द धोती ही इज वियरिंग, इट इज राइट अप टू एंकल, राइट अप टू एंकल. सो नेक्स्ट द योगी शुड फिक्स हिज माइंड ऑन द लॉर्ड थाई, द स्टोर हाउस ऑफ ऑल एनर्जी. द लॉर्ड थाईस आर whitish blue like the luster of a linseed flower and appear most graceful when the Lord is carried on the shoulder of Garuda. Also, yogi should contemplate his rounded hips which are encircled by a girdle that rests on the exquisite yellow silk cloth that extends down to his ankles. So next time when you dress Bhagwan here, the yellow dress should come up to? So Bhagwan's body is full of all opulences, all bhag. All bhag. Bhagwan means which has got six bhag, six opulences in infinite measure. Next.
नाभीहृदं भुवनकोशगुहौधरस्थं यत्रयात्मयोनिधिशनयखिललोकपद्मं व्यूरं हरित्मणिवृषस्तनयोरमुष्य ध्यायेद्वयं विशदहारमयूख गौरं.
नाभीहृदं, नौ स्लोली वी आर कमिंग टू द नेवल, नौ फीट देन नीज थाईज, नाउ कमिंग टू नाभि, नाभि नेवल लेक. भुवनकोश, भुवनकोश गुह उदरस्थम, उदर मीन्स एब्डोमेन, वेर इज दिस नाभि, इन द एब्डोमेन, उदरस्थम. एंड व्हाट इज दिस भुवनकोश गुह, इट इज द फाउंडेशन, फाउंडेशन ऑफ वन, ऑल वर्ल्ड्स, इट इज द फाउंडेशन ऑफ ऑल वर्ल्ड, बिकॉज द लोटस स्टेम फ्रॉम देयर ओनली ना, एंड इन द लोटस स्टेम ऑल 14 लोकज आर देयर, all 14 lokas are there. Yatra atma yoni, yatra where, atma yoni means Brahmaji, from that lotus atma yoni Brahmaji, yoni dhisna, dhisna akhila loka padmam, dhisna that is the residence, reticence of Brahmaji, that padma, that lotus is the residence of Brahmaji, and all the lok, akhil lok padmam, akhil lok are there, all the lokas are there inside. That akhil loka were in the very subtle form, very subtle form. How we understand this subtle form? Like in a seed, total tree is there. Is it not so? In the seed, total tree is there, but we can't see. Similarly, the all lokas are there inside that stem. How? Very subtle form, very subtle form. Byudham sprang up, then Harinmani, Harinmani like emerald, Brisa, Brisa means exquisite, Stanaya Amusya, Stanaya means the nipples, nipples of, Amusya means Lord, Lord's nipple, Lord's nipple. Dhyayet Dvayam, should meditate Dvayam, those nipples. So nabhi, and then he has come to the chest and the nipples. Dvayam. Visada. Visada means white. Har, necklaced. Mayukha, gauram. Mayukha, gauram. Gauram is the light, whitish light. From the mayukha, gauram. White light is coming from there. So now yogi should meditate on his pool-like navel in the center of his abdomen. From his navel, which is foundation of the entire universe, sprang the lotus stem containing all the different planetary system. The lotus is the residence of Brahmaji, the first created being. In the same way, yogi should concentrate his mind on the Lord's nipples, which resembles a pair of most exquisite emeralds and which appear whitish because of the rays of the milk-white pearl necklace adorning his chest. Why the nipples are white? Because the light is coming from the necklace and making it white. You see, the whole world is connected to Bhagwan Vishnu. Like a child is connected to mother with umbilical cord. Similarly, this lotus stem is the sort of umbilical cord of Brahmaji. I from Vishnuji. And from there came Brahmaji, and from the whole world are all there inside. So each limb of the Lord has a potency of every other limb. Divya, because they are Divya, it has got a potency of everything. Because everything is Divya. Whole body is Divya. All ornaments are Divya. So he can hear from eyes. Understand this. His form is so Divya, he can hear from eyes. He can see from here. Because Divya is not made of Pancha Mahabhut. Our eyes are made of Pancha Mahabhut, one Mahabhut. Therefore, they can do only limited function. They can do only one limited function. But Bhagwan's limbs are Divya, divine. And since organs are Divya, they can do any work. And the pearl that he's wearing on his neck is giving light and illuminating the upper part of his body. Next.
Vaksho adhivasam rishabhasya mahavibhutehe pumsam mananayana nirvritim madadhanam kantham cha kaustubha varane adibhushanartham kuryat manasya akhila loka namaskritasya.
Vaksha on chest, then adhivasa, it is adhivasam, is the abode. His vaksha is the abode. Rishabhasya, Bhagwan's vaksha is an abode. Mahabhibhute, Mahabhibhute, Lakshmiji. So his chest is the abode of Mahalakshmi, Mahalakshmi. Punsam, punsam means of persons. Mana, mind, nayana, eyes, nibrittim means mukti, ananda, nibritti. Then adadanam, bestowing. Bestowing mukti. Kantham, neck. Cha kaustubha mani. Kaustubha mani, on the kanth, on the neck, kaustubha mani is hanging. Adhibhushanartham, which enhances the beauty. Which enhances the beauty. Beauty of whom? Kaustubha mani, is it beautifying the neck of Bhagwan, or the neck of Bhagwan is beautifying Kaustubha mani? It is both ways. Kaustubha mani, adibhusanarthaya, kuryat. Kuryat means should meditate. We should meditate. Where? Mana, in mind. Mana, then asya akhila loka namaskritasya, and he is worshipful, namaskritam, worshipful by all loka. We should meditate that form in the mind. Achha. The yogi should then meditate on the chest of Bhagwan, the abode of Goddess Mahalakshmi. The Lord's chest is the source of all transcendental pleasure of mind. It is the source of all transcendental, because it will give you moksha ananda also. If we realize, we can get moksha ananda and full satisfaction for the eyes. The yogi should then fix his mind on the neck of the Lord, who is adored by the entire universe. The neck of the Lord serves to enhance the beauty of Kaustubha mani, which hangs on his chest. So Upanishad says Lord has energies to create, sustain and dissolve. These energies are stored in his bosom. All the energies are stored in his bosom. Further we say God is all powerful. It is the prowess represented by Lakshmiji. Lakshmiji is here. It is the prowess of Lakshmiji situated on the bosom of the Lord. So yogi meditating on that spot can get 8 types of siddhi. The Mahatma just said, if you meditate on this part of the Lord where Lakshmiji is there, you can get 8 types of siddhis. So yogi sees the Lord in his mind when he sits in the meditation, anywhere. You can sit anywhere. But at the initial stage, people go to the temple and meditate there. Whether you meditate in temple or any other place, the effect is same. But in the beginning, you can go there. Why? Because your mind is not distracted by anything around. Because in the temple, the aura is like that your mind will concentrate on Lord only. So Lord can bestow his blessings to the yogi meditating in mind, in temple or at any other place. Result is same. He can bestow his blessings or to the bhakta who is chanting or listening to Bhagavad Katha. Earlier we discussed that whether you are meditating in heart, that means your mind is with Bhagavan. And if you are listening to the Leela of Bhagavan, where is your mind? That is also in Bhagavan. So with the closed eyes when you are meditating in your heart, or with the open eyes you are listening to the Leela of Bhagavan, where is our mind? It is in the Bhagavan. So Bhagavan will bestow his blessing. Or third is when you are chanting Gita or Upanishad, where is your mind? Bhagavan. So in that case also, you will get the same result. That is why we are having Gita chanting. Why? When you are reading, you are chanting, or you have memorized, where is your mind? Mind is in Bhagavan only. Whether I understand the meaning of Gita or not, doesn't matter. Where is the mind? Mind is there. Yena kena prakarena, I have to bring my mind to Bhagavan. So he will get the result. Next.
Bahunscha mandagirer parivartanena nirnikta bahu balayana dhilokapalan sanchintai dashashataram asaya tejah shankham cha tatkara sarora ruharajahamsam.
Bahunscha, arms. Mandagire parvat mandar. Parivartanena, revolving. Parivartanena, revolving. Are you getting any idea? The parvat is revolving, that milky ocean churning. Parivartanena, nirnakta. Nirnakta means polished. When this is being done, what happened? It was sinking, you know, first. Then Lord became a tortoise. Came under that mountain. So mountain was revolving. At that time, when it was revolving, what it did? It says, nirnakta, it polished. What? Bahu balayan, the arm ornaments. On the arm ornament, the mountain was like doing like this and it was polishing. The arm polished. Bahu balayan, adhilokapalan, and this bahu is the source of all lokpal. Lokpals mean all the protectors of the different lokas. Lokpalan, source of all lokpala. Sachintayet should also meditate. Sachintayet, where dasa sat aram sahiyateja. Dasa sat aram. Dasa 10, sat 100. 10 multiplied by 100 is equal to 1000. Aram means spoke. So he should meditate on the disc, Sudarshan Chakra, which has got 1000 spokes. Yad rakhna. If the children ask you, what is this disc? How many spokes are there? You can tell. 1000 spokes are there in that disc. And Aram, and Asaya Teja, and dazzling luster. Sankham, then also meditate on the Sankham, that Sankha, cha, tatkara, in the hands of Bhagavan. Sankha Chakra. Chakra is there. Chakra has got 1,000 spokes. And the Sankha is, how is the Sankha? Saroruha, lotus-like. It is like lotus-like, Rajahansam. As if Bhagavan is holding that Sankha, it looks like a Rajahans. Have you seen the Rajahans? It's white. Looks so beautiful. So this looks as if like a Rajahans in the hands of Bhagavan. So the yogi should further meditate upon the Lord's four arms, which are source of all the powers of Devta, who control various functions of the material nature. Then the yogi should concentrate on the polished ornaments which were burnished by Mount Mandar as it revolved at the churning of the Milky Ocean. He should also contemplate on the Lord's discus Sudarshan Chakra, which contains 1,000 spokes and a dazzling luster, as well as the conch, which looks like a swan, in his lotus-like palm. The lotus-like palm. Achha. Next. So this all the power comes from the four arms of Bhagavan. It says all departments of the law and order emanates from the arms of the Lord. Arms of the Lord. All law order coming from there only. And all devatas, they are empowered by Bhagavan only. That's all. Next. 28.
कौमोदकिं भगवतो दयितां स्मरेत दिग्धामराति भटशोनितकर्दमेन मालां मधुव्रतवरूथ गिरौपदुघुष्टां चैतस्य तत्त्वं ममलं मणिमस्य कण्ठे.
कौमोदकिं, कौमोदकिं मीन्स् द गदा. गदा भगवान्, द नेम् आफ् दट् गदा इस् कौमोदकिं. गदा कौमोदकिं. Bhagavata, Bhagwan, Daitam. Daitam is a very dear. Is very dear to Bhagwan. Gada is very dear to Bhagwan. Smaret, one should remember. We are going to each and everything, even the Sudarshan Chakra, Gada, and then we have seen the Sankh also, Conch also. So here it says the Gada should also be remembered. Why? Digdha. How is this gadha? Digdha. It is smeared. Digdha, smeared. Smeared with what? Arati. Arati bhat. Arati bhat. Bhat means soldier. Arati means satru, enemy. So Bhagwan has used this gadha on the enemy soldiers. Arati bhat. Sonit kardamena. And sonit kardamena. And there are blood stains on that gadha. Sonit kardamena. Okay. Then malam. Malam is a garland which is bearing. Madhubrata of the bumblebees. Bumblebees are all around because he is wearing a malam. Baruth. These bumblebees are baruth. The swarm are there. Not one or two. Many bumblebees are there. Baruth. Giro upadustram. Giro means the sound. They are making some humming sound. And surrounded by all sounds. These bees are making sound. Chaitasya, chaitasya of living entity. Tattvam amalam. Tattvam is the truth. Amalam is the pure. Pure truth. Manim asya parlamala. Kanthe. Kanthe means on the neck of the Lord. Kanthe on the neck. So what that means? Yogi should then call to mind the Lord's beloved mace, gada. Name is Kaumudaki. Be smeared with the clotted blood of enemy warriors. His garland attended with the humming of a swarm of bees. And the Kaustubh gem adorning his neck and representing the pure essential character of a bhakta. So there are two types of jiva. Two types of jiva. One is arati and another is bhakta. Arati means the satru, enemy. Bhakta. Bhakta is devoted to Lord. Who created Arati? Lord created Arati. Bhakti also he created, and the enemy also he created. Nobody else. Arati. Okay. So who is this Arati? Arati are those who are averse to Leela Bhagwan. They don't want to listen to Bhagavad Leela. Bhagavatam nahi sunenge. So what will you call them? Will you call them bhakta? No, they are not bhakta. They are not interested in Bhagavad Katha. So they are arati. But who created those non-devotees? Bhagavan created. So for them, Lord appears with his gada and kills them. Both pure and arati are the sons of Bhagavan. So Bhagavan, those who are not bhakt create problems. In Gita also we find same thing, na? Yada yada dharma se glanir bhavati bharata. Bhagavan comes and perishes all those who are doing the wicked people. He perishes them. And Amal is the pure bhakta. And Lord keeps them on his neck and protects them. This mala is like all the bhakta are here in the mala. All the beads are like a bhakta. So the bhakta Bhagavan is keeping with him and protect him. Arati is not there. Non-bhakta are not there. Bhakta are there in the mala of Bhagavan, and Bhagavan protect them. And it is the bhakta are the ornaments on his neck. Okay. Next.
Vrityanukampita dhiyeha grita murtehe sanchintayet bhagavata vadanaravindam yad vispuran makara kundala valgitena vidyotita yamala kapolam udaranasam.
Then vritya is the bhakta. The bhakta who is serving Lord Vritya. Anukampita dhiye iha, out of the compassion, anukampit, out of compassion, iha, iha means here, in this world, grihita murte, he takes one form. Grihita murte, he has taken one form of his own choice. Bhagavan has got many forms, different forms are there. We take according to our choice. Somebody wants to take only Gopal, I want Chota Bhagavan. Okay, you take this much. Somebody wants the Bada Bhagavan, I standing. According to our choice we take. Then sanchintaye means then one should meditate bhagavato Bhagavan badan arbindam the face. Now coming to the face. So slowly we came up to the arm, and in the arm whatever the weapons he is holding, we have meditated on that also. Now we are coming to the face. So, badan arbindam, that badan, that face is how, it is like also lotus, arbindam. Yat bispurat, from which? Bispurat means it is glittering, makara like a alligator, kundal is wearing earring which is alligator shape and it is glittering, you know. Like you, ammas wear different types of earring. Na? You go to any shop, you'll find different type flowers and sometimes the face or some different types. The Lord is wearing earring which is alligator shaped, and it is shining. And not only that, kundal valgitena. Valgitena means is oscillating, you know. It is oscillating. Try to visualize. It is oscillating, it is shining. What will happen? Vidyotita, illuminated. It illumines. Vidyotita, amala, clear, kapol cheek, and udarnasam. Udarnasam in this nak, the nose, is very prominent. Udar. Udarnasam. Udar. So the yogi should then meditate on the luster-like countenance of the Lord who presents his form in this world out of compassion of his devotees, a countenance which is distinguished by a prominent nose, and his crystal clear cheeks are illuminated by the oscillation of his glittering alligator-shaped earrings. Earrings is illuminating cheek. So Lord takes avatar out of compassion of the bhakta. He comes to protect the good people that we have seen. And he can take any form. It is our choice. Bhagavan, I want you in this room. He will come in that room. It is our choice. And when he comes, what is the purpose? Purpose is to solace bhakta always. Protect the sadhu and vinashaya duskritam. Sansthapanarthaya dharma. Whatever is the righteous thing, he will do that. So Bhagavan has got anantarup. He can take any form. Whatever form you want, he will come in that form. So choose any form of the Lord for dhyan. You can take Ram, Sita, Krishna, Radha, or any form you want. But don't make any imaginary form. Imaginary form? People take me a dot. This is a form. Or a circle. This is a form. Don't make an imaginary form. Whatever the other bhakta are doing, the standard form, you can take that form and you can meditate on that. Yes, we'll close here. Do the arti. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.